I could tell of the story when the thousands were fed, when he lifted the sick, when he raised up the dead. I could sing of the others like the blind made to see, but I'd rather tell you what's happened to me.
I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am washed in the blood of the precious Lamb, through the Father, through the Son, through the Holy Ghost. I'm saved to the uttermost.
Once I was lost, but now in the book of life, my name's written down. Now I'm part of the family. I'm a child of the King. This is my story. This is my song to sing.
I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am washed.
Must be forgiven to make heaven your home. The good life you're living won't do it alone. So trust in the Savior, and he'll save you today. And with blessed assurance, you too can say,
I'm saved to the uttermost. Father,
As I look back on all of my days, so many times, so many ways, I have been blessed, and all I can say is God has been good. Sometimes the night brings sorrow and pain, sometimes the tears fall down like rain, but through it all, He's never changed. God is still good.
God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, but showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good.
Now there have been times that I've let Him down. I made my mistakes, but still I have. I may stumble and fall, but through it all, God is still good. Mercy still flows from the palm of His hand. He will give grace and help me to stand. And although He knows how unworthy I am,
Caitlin, this morning, I didn't realize somebody was behind us. Let's sing that again.
He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Brother Harold, we understand by that text that He's gone to prepare a place for us. Well, what's that mean to you and I? Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Not everybody's going. That's a clear fact. Again, Jesus said multiple times, the parallel to chapter in the Bible, Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13, Jesus said, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. According to Jesus, according to the Word of God, many are heading down that broad road that leads to destruction. Many are banking on their good deeds, their church membership, their tithing, their whatever, they're thinking their good's going to outweigh their bad. But friend, you'll never get to heaven on that. The only way you'll get to heaven is knowing Jesus Christ in a personal way. Grace has been extended to whosoever will. And you know, Ephesians 2, verse number 8 and 9 is still in the Bible. Where it talks about, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God made a way for you and I to be saved. And if you're here today and you've never trusted Christ, that's your greatest need. And it's not rocket science. It's not a difficult thing for a person to be saved. Sometimes we make it too complicated. Listen, the bottom line is Jesus Christ died not for his sin. He died for me, he died for you, he died for the sins of the whole world. They placed him in a tomb, the barred tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, where never yet had a man been laid. He was placed there, and 3 days later, thank God, he rose again. Resurrected never to die again. And he rose again according to the word of God, Romans 4 and verse number 25. He rose again for our justification. In other words, if he'd have died and he'd stayed in that tomb, he'd just been like any other man, any other founder of any other religion in the world. But what made the difference was he got up on the third day. He gave us victory over death, hell, and the grave. Now when an individual understands and realizes that, hey, and it don't take much to figure this out. A lot of folks say, man, it is so hard. I've heard people say this, Brother Ed. Even heard preachers say, man, it's so hard to get people saved. It's not hard to get people saved. That's one of the easiest things there is to do is get somebody saved. The difficult part is getting them lost. They get lost, friend. They'll get saved. Well, it's real, real clear. Romans 3, verse number 10 said, there's none righteous, no, not one. I'm not preaching down to nobody. The fact of the matter is, I was born that way, conceived in sin as you were. There's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, 23 said, for all. You know what all means in the Greek? That means everybody. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know what? We don't have to look at that and say, oh, man, boy, what a terrible message that is. No, that's a message of gratitude. That's a message of appreciation, because I remember the day that I realized I was lost and I understood Jesus died for me. He was buried and he rose again. I called on his name, and you know what happened? He saved my soul. Amen. If that's all we had, Brother Brandon, that'd be enough to be thankful for, wouldn't it? But God didn't stop there. He blesses us, put us in the and the greatest nation on the face of the planet with all the problems, all the issues we got. Man, I don't want to be nowhere else. I've said this before, that crowd that don't like it here in the U.S., I believe they ought to sign in the law. And I don't want to get too political right here, but I'm just going, it's here and I ain't got no notes. I was going to Judges 17. We done blowed that out of the water. But I'd say this, when it comes to this thought, I wish they'd pass a law, Brother Brandon. If somebody don't like it here in the United States, that we will pay their ticket to go to anywhere else in the world. Only one thing included with that, you can't come back. You say, well, now, preacher, that's awful cold. No, I mean, we're a blessed people here in the United States of America. There's graveyards all over Yadkin County and all over this land that was there's blood that was shed by our U.S. soldiers that allowed us to have the freedom. And listen, we take for granted the opportunity just to come to church. Can't do that everywhere in parts of the world. They don't have that freedom. And sometimes listen, it's easy to get on that bandwagon, ain't it? People get talking about politics, how bad it is. And listen, I know there's a lot of problems there. Listen, I'm not minimizing that at all. But I'm still saying we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the planet. So God saves our soul. He plants us in a place where we have freedom to come in. We got the choice pretty much. And most of us got enough money in the pocket. The way inflation is there, we can talk about that. We can talk about gas prices. But most of us have got more than one vehicle sitting there. None of us in here look like we're starving. Amen. God's been good to us. He's put food on the table. He's put clothes on our back. And we got a lot to be thankful for. Puts us in a place right here, this little city, I call this little refuge on the side of Hennings Road in the middle of nowhere. I've had folks come in and say, man, how in the world did a church get birthed out here? Is this the Lord's all? I can say, Brother Harold, it's right out here that God has put to a place for folks to have a refuge where you can come in. Because listen, the world will knock you down, won't it? Oh, yeah. The society that we live in will knock you down. I'm glad we can come in, we can get recharged, we can get refired. Hey, number one, if you're lost, you can get saved here. But you know what? The basic instruction of the church is for folks that are already saved. Gives us instructions, gives some ammo to go back into this world in which we live where there's all kinds of issues. But, you know, God is with us. Thank God. I think about numerous scriptures. One of my favorites was Psalm 121. What it said in verse number 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, our help is directional. It should be upward. If you're looking down here for help, you won't find it. Listen, I'm glad we got friends, we got people, tangible, Brother Ed, that we can lean on and we can touch. But listen, those friends will let you down. They're limited, and we're limited in what we can do, but he's not limited in what he can do. I'm glad he can still do the impossible. He can still do the incredible, whatever you're facing today, whatever you're dealing with today. I'm glad he's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He helps us in this thing called life. But how many times are we like the 90% that walked away didn't return to give thanks when I think about those lepers. Only one returned back. Now, simple mathematic equation, one of 10, that's 10%. 90% wouldn't appreciate it. There was a part of that crowd that Paul pinned down under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God to Timothy, said that the last days, perilous days, would be defined by unruly, unthankful, disobedient to parents, that whole list. But being unthankful, that would resonate in the last days. And too many times we as God's people, instead of shouting like we should, instead of being grateful and thankful, we get the old poochy lip syndrome. Amen. Walk around like that. Man, we really have no excuse to do that. Think about it for just a minute. I'm not minimizing what you go through. I'm not minimizing what you face. Again, you got something going on in your life. You can look at it as an obstacle, or you can look at it as an opportunity. Listen, you can be pessimistic. You can be an optimist. It makes no difference. But at the end of this thing, Brother Brandon, we win. Just read the Word of God. The last part, thank God, we're victors through the Lord Jesus Christ. Even better than that, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You read Romans chapter number 8 and it'll lay that out right there, that we're more than conquerors through Him. I ain't boasting in the flesh, I ain't necessarily boasting in the church, but I'm boasting on the founder of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that gave His life, again laid it down, was buried, and rose again the third day. Man, we got a lot to be thankful for. Let's don't be in that 10% crowd that says no thank you. To get on the bandwagon and being ungrateful, we ought to be thankful for what God has done for us. Think about the faculty God gives you. If you're listening to me right now, you're blessed. Blessed! If you can hear me, if you can communicate with me, you're blessed. If you can see, you're blessed. If you can touch, if you can smell, if you can taste, you're blessed. And how many times we get up in the morning and say, well, Lord, thank you for letting me smell today. Next time you got that big filet laid out in front of you, Brother Kevin, when's the last time we say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to taste that? To touch, to handle the simple things we take for granted. There's a lot of folks that disease will, may, if we live long enough, there may be some diseases that come our way that take our cognitive ability. I always thought, and I'm not minimizing cancer. Cancer is terrible. I've seen it in ministry these 20 years, over 20 years now. I've seen folks struggle with cancer and different things, and I always thought that was the worst, and it's not good. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But man, Alzheimer's and dementia. Sometimes cancer will come, and it's aggressive. It'll take you on out here. Man, a lot of times that dementia and that Alzheimer's just lingers for years and years and years. You don't know what you got to be thankful for, really, until it's gone. You know, we don't appreciate things until it's taken away. And ain't that about true? That's about right, ain't it? We take things for granted, and we don't appreciate it until it's gone. But if you're able to hear today, you're able to think, you're able to talk, communicate, able to go to where you say, well, preacher, I live in a good house, but look at what I did. I worked for my hands, and I've done this, and I've done. Listen, we really have nothing to boast about. There is a good sense of pride, and again, man working with his hands, but at the end of the day, all glory goes to God, because who you think allowed you to get up in the morning, who you think gave you enough grace, who you think gave you the mental capacity and the physical capacity and the financial capacity. I tell you, it was God in the end, and He's the one that should get the honor and should get the glory. But you want too many times, we don't thank God like we should. Well, I think about that song. Sister Caitlin's coming back. And I want you to sing that again. I've been blessed. I want you to chew on that just a few minutes. Again, I was preaching on Micah. I was going to preach on Micah this morning out of Judges chapter number 17. But, hey, the Lord had a different plan and a different alternate. I don't know what your need is today. Above all, if you're not saved, you're blessed because you got another opportunity to respond to the Lord Jesus Christ. Preacher, what must I do to be saved? That question was asked, Acts 16. I repeat it often, but that's what the Philippian jailer asked. Paul and Silas said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not rocket science. If you're not saved, Jesus loves you. He wants to save your soul. You're on your way to hell apart from Christ. But you can come today and you can make a decision. You can be a part of that prepared crowd that's going to heaven one day by simply trusting Christ as Savior. If you're here today, maybe you walked in and maybe the last year, maybe the last 6 months, maybe the last few weeks, you hadn't been appreciative as you should have been. Maybe you've taken for granted the home where you live. Maybe you've taken for granted the United States in which you live. Maybe you've taken for granted just the privilege to hear, to see, to talk, to smell, to handle, to be able to walk with your feet. Folks, I can take you to a lot of places today, and you don't have to go far, Brother Randy, to see folks that can't do, that can't hear, that can't talk, can't walk, can't touch, can't taste. If you can do those things, man, you're blessed. But above all, if you know Jesus, oh, that's the blessed of all blessedness, is to know Christ as Savior. When's the last time you thanked Him? When's the last time you said, Lord, just want to say thank You. Don't want to make a big to-do, but Lord, I just privately, I want to say thank You, Lord, for what You've done. You know what we ought to thank God for, too? Is the church. Thank God for an altar. Thank God for a private altar at home. Thank God for a public altar where you do business with a thrice holy God that already knows our need before we come, but He said we have not because we ask not. We got a lot to be thankful. We got a high priest. Brother Kevin, we got a mediator with the Father. We've got an advocate that pleads our case, and He's never lost one. Listen, as the Lord Jesus, He's never lost a case as a defense attorney. He's never lost a sheep as a shepherd. And He's never lost a battle as a conqueror. Thank God He's the commander-in-chief. If you got a need today, you can come. We're standing all over the house. God just wants to remind somebody today that you're a blessed people. God's been good to you. Now, if I can help you pray, if you don't know Christ Jesus, I invite you to come right now. You slip out. You say, well, there's somebody beside me. I can't get out. You nudge them. They'll let you come. If you don't know Jesus Christ, oh, I beg you to give your heart and life to Jesus. If you are saved, oh, listen, why don't you thank Him? Don't be like that crowd that Jesus healed. Don't be in that 90% number that never turned around. They were healed, but they never said thank you. Thank God for that one man, 10%. Said, Lord, I just want to thank You for what You've done for me. Oh, it'd be a good time. Maybe it's been a long time since you thanked the Lord, but she's going to sing this song again. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You better do business with God. You need Jesus, you can take me by the hand. Love to pray with you.
When He walks among us, all that He
does. Think about all He does.
All of His mercy and all of His love. If the pen of the writer could write every day, even His words could never contain just how I've been blessed.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you're blessed. Do you understand that? Do you realize that?
Warmth in the winter
gives us warmth.
Flowers in spring.
Flowers blooming right now.
Laughter in summer. And the changing of leaves.
Food on the
table. On my table.
Good place
I've
to sleep.
I've got a good place to sleep.
Clothes on my back. Shoes
clothes
on my feet.
On my back. And shoes on my feet.
God said, remind them, you've been blessed.
Father and mother who nurtured and raised. pastors, sweet memories made. Our pastor to lead us, an altar to pray. Stripes that can heal, and the blood that can save. Oh, I have been.
Praying, still time to come. Listen now.
We live in a country still the greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the harbor, Miss Liberty calls. All have gave some. But some gave it all so we could be.
Oh, I love this right here. Let it sink in.
He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down.
Yep.
The rock where he leads me when I'm so overwhelmed. The place where he hides me under. Just my song, he's the reason I sing, for I have been blessed.
Sing it now.
I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are his songs of you and me. No way I could count them. There's no
Hello, friends. This is Brian Poindexter, the pastor of Faith Community Baptist Church, located at 2216 Hennings Road in East Bend, North Carolina. We're so grateful to have you listening to our CD ministry that's been provided as an outreach of our church. It's our desire and focus at Faith Community Baptist Church to preach and teach the whole counsel of God to a lost and dying world, to equip the saints of God for service, and to encourage the elderly and shut-ins who cannot attend services due to physical ailments. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school for all ages, and our Sunday school hour is followed by our worship service at 11 a.m. with old-fashioned singing and preaching from the Word of God. We meet back every Sunday night at 6 p.m. for our worship service, and every second Sunday night of each month we have what's called an eat-and-meet service. After our 6 p.m. service, we gather in the fellowship hall for food and fellowship. On Wednesdays, we meet back at the church for our midweek worship service with choir singing and preaching again from God's holy word. Our ladies prepare a meal each Wednesday prior to our service from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. I give you and your family a cordial invitation to be with us at any or all of our service times. Above all, you may be listening today, and maybe you've never made a personal commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, that's the greatest decision anyone can ever make in this life. Too many folks prepare for vacation, they prepare for retirement, they seem to prepare for everything, but sad to say, many make no preparations for eternity. The reality is very clear. We all will leave this world someday, for the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. You must understand that you are guilty before a holy God. Romans 3:23 said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The prophet Isaiah said in chapter 53 and verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." You must understand that your good words, good works, and good deeds will not get you to heaven. Isaiah 64 and verse 6 says, "But we are all as an unclean thing. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible said, "Therefore by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." You must understand that you're loved. I'm thankful that in John 3 and verse 16 it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 5 and verse 8 declares, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You must understand and realize there's only one way to stand right before God. There's not many ways, there's only one. Jesus said in John 14 and verse number 6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, the apostles' message was very simple. There in Acts chapter 4, in verse number 12, they said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." You might ask the question, "Preacher, how can I be saved?" That's what the Philippian jailer asked in Acts chapter 16, verse 30 and 31. He asked Paul and Silas, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Romans 10:9 said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You must ask God to save you. I can't do it. No one can do it for you. Romans 10:13 said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know you're a sinner, and if you're sorry for your sin, and you believe Jesus died for your sins, you simply have to ask him to save you. You might say, "Preacher, how can I know for sure God will hear me?" But first of all, the Bible tells us that we must be drawn. John 6 and verse 44, Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Psalm 51 and verse 17 gives us the attitude we need to have when we come to God. It said there, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise." If God draws you by conviction, if you're sorry for your sin, you repent of them, if you believe Jesus died for your sins, and if you asked him to save you, then the Bible declares you've been saved. If you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you've been forgiven of all your sins. Romans 8:1 declares, "There is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Once a person has been saved, they need to be a part of a fundamental Bible-believing church where they can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. God calls us out of darkness and commands us to walk in light after we've been saved by His marvelous grace. If we can help you here at Faith Community Baptist Church in any way, feel free to contact us. If you have asked God to save you, please contact us, and we will send you some free literature to help you in your newfound life in Christ. Thank you again for listening to our CD ministry that's been provided by our church here, and may God richly bless you and your family is our prayer.